Okay, we're doing Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Yud. It says the mind of a person knows the bitterness of his heart, and in his happiness, a stranger cannot share. Okay, cannot share in the simcha. Okay, now the thing is that they. That when it says lev, it means the mind knows the bitterness of the soul. What's the bitterness of the soul? Now we're talking about learning. So the Rashi and the Mitzuda says they're talking about that Yegiya, his work and his Torah, also his Tircha, how he works. He says, now I understand that if you tell me, even though I might never have chopped a tree down, if you tell me chopping the tree down is hard work, I could understand that. But here we're talking about a bitterness that I sense in my soul that that I can't explain it. Right, so we have two bitternesses that CD and I have two bitternesses that we've come up with. One bitterness is that when you're in confusion, when you're learning a sugya, and you're in confusion and you don't know which way to go, there's a certain bitterness. There's a certain bitter. By bitter, we mean an extreme inner emotion that's caused someplace from within you, and it's a conflict between that. In other words, when you have a problem and you at least have the direction, that's not too bad. I mean, you have a problem, you have to work it out. It's even enjoyable thinking it through. But before you get the approach and you don't know which way to go, you're totally confused. You have all the problems and you don't know the direction and you're confused. That's a bitterness. Now, that's a bitterness I can't give over to anybody else. I can't explain that unless to a person that actually learned. Person that learned or that went through the same experience, so I could explain it to him. But a person that never went through that experience of learning, you can't. It's very hard. How are you going to explain it to him? He doesn't understand what that conflict is. That's one way of learning the bitterness of a soul. Another way of learning the bitterness of a soul, because the soul like is it desires the physical world, is attached to the physical world, and is drawn to the physical world. And suddenly you're saying in your mind that the physical world is nothing. So there's a terrible, terrible conflict between reality, the emotions want, the desire, and the reality says, it's not there, it's not there. And so your constant conflict between the two, between these two parts. And that's it's extreme bitter, again, is where he's talking about an extreme inner conflict. That's the bitterness of the soul, a inner conflict that's very, very strong. So the thing is that that's the two possibilities of what's the bitterness of a soul. Now, the second half is, of course, if you experience the first half, the bitterness in the confusion, so then suddenly you see the approach and you see the idea and you see which way you're going, even before you get the answer ready, you start getting an excitement. But that excitement can only come if you went through the questions. If somebody gave you over the answers and you didn't go to the questions, you wouldn't have the same excitement. So therefore, it's an excitement that only if you go through that bitterness can you have that excitement. And in the second way is where the emotions become in line with the ideas, and then when it come in line with the ideas, so then there's a certain pleasure in life that you look at reality and your soul are working together. That's a pleasure that nobody else, that you can only have, again, only if you went through the original conflict. You can't even get it any other way. You must go through that conflict. So that's what the pasuk is saying. The question is like this. There's two questions. One question is that that sometimes it is possible that you get to the conflict. It is possible that you might not reach the pleasurable end. Okay? So the question is, why what could keep you going? You know what I mean? You could go, oh, you don't know how long it could take. Okay? You know, until you reach that level of where you're not, there's a whole area of conflict that's totally gone. And suddenly you don't have that conflict. What if you don't reach it or you can't reach it? Something psychologically stops you. The answer is that it's true. It is possible that you won't get there, but you could still have the best possible life and actions. In other words, the life of the person that doesn't have this life is still, he's going to make decisions and he's going to act in a way that's totally going to destroy himself. But practically, you would still have a good life even if you can't make it. Okay? Then there's one more question that we have to answer, and that is, he says, the pasuk is pointing out that this type of pleasure is unique. Okay? Now, we're not talking about unique like a kavod, like I'm different than everybody else. You know, like a kavod type of thing. It must be unique because there's some benefit or something in it, in the uniqueness. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I'm sorry. It could be that the uniqueness is that sometimes when you're in pain and you realize other people have the pain, so it's going to help you. It's possible. That's what he's saying. But he's saying that he's warning you that this is unique and the pleasure is unique and you can't be unique with, you can't share it with people because nobody else has it unless another person that went through learning. Then you could share it with him because he experienced it. Even though you might experience in the particular, the way you experience it might be different because of your personality, but he at least had the general experience. But most people, other people don't. So therefore, he's telling you, even though you can't share it, you have to know that there's a greater pleasure. And if you can't reach that greater pleasure, the life of Mishle is still the greatest life that you could have, even if you didn't reach it. And insofar as one more thing, the question is, why is he telling me this? What's the benefit of him telling me this? That you should know that even though you're in pain, what you're going to get, so it's to motivate you to continue on. So he's telling you the result to tell you why it's worth continuing on, even though you're in that type of pain. Right. Yeah, because in this type of pain, there is a sweetness at the end that's very unique, but not only unique, but it's a better, it removes a lot of conflicts.